Hello and welcome to episode 44 of Martin Uncut. Today it's the 4th of March 2021 and this episode is my GTD story. So, over the bunch of episodes I've done so far, I have mentioned getting things done or GTD over and over and over again. So, in today's episode, I'm going to talk a little bit really shortly about what GTD is and also give you my story. So, GTD, or getting things done as it's called, that is a personal productivity methodology. It was developed by an American guy called David Allen. He developed it during 30 years of productivity consultancy. So there is a lot of experience behind it. And then he came out, it's roughly 20 years ago now, with the book Getting Things Done, The Art of Stress-Free Productivity. And that book immediately became a New York Times bestseller. And it came out as a second revision just a few years ago. And I definitely recommend that you read this book if you are interested in the topic. And there is also translations to, I think, 40 or 50 different languages. Swedish is one of them. But the English one is good if you prefer to read in English. And this methodology, it helps you put the focus and awareness on the right thing at the right time. And that is how you get more stuff done. So, getting things done then, what is that? Yeah, it's the two-dimensional system. The one dimension is focusing on your horizon. So this is kind of the different levels where you have values or meaning. So, and these levels, they are projects. That's the different projects that you're working on. That's really low level. It's level one. And then you have areas of focus, and that can be stuff like your workplace, your kids, your areas that you are interested in, and so on. And then you can move up one level and you have your goals. And the next one is vision and the last one is mission. So this is kind of where you have your values and where you want to go in life, your goals and so on. But when you start looking at getting things done, you usually don't start with that dimension. You usually start with a horizontal dimension that is talking about the workflow. So that's when we talk about how you manage your day-to-day work. And that is a process that has been defined with five different steps. And these steps are capture. And this is where you capture everything that has your attention into a trusted place that you empty regularly, every 24 to 48 hours. You just capture it. You don't do anything with it. Just bring it together. The next step is to clarify. So you go through everything that you have captured and take some executive decisions about what all of these are and what they mean to you and what you want to do with them. And when you've done that, it's time to organize it into a trusted system that you reflect and review and use regularly. And the fourth step was reflect. So the fifth step is engage. And that's how you actually use your system to do work. But now, over to my story. So I think I've been using GTD maybe 15 years or so. I think it was around 2008, something like that, I got in touch with getting things done. And at this time, I had just ended my university studies and was out in one of my first jobs, real jobs. And I was working as a project manager at this company's web agency. And there was a lot of projects. And this was a company that was really bootstrapping, really startup mode. And there was no processes, no routines, no flows or anything. So every project was different. And there was no frames around them. So it was really, really hard to know what was agreed to with the customer and what the goal was. And I was super ambitious, worked really hard, and I think I did a pretty good job because after roughly a year, something like that, I got more responsibility. I got also the responsibility for the team. So now I was both the project manager and the team manager. But hey, I was young and ambitious and couldn't say no. So why not do that as well? But after, I think, a year more or so, I started to be burned out. I started to feel that wall coming towards me. It was just too much. I couldn't handle it all. So I got all these normal stress symptoms like racing pulse, waking up in the middle of the night, tired, paining my belly and so on. All of these classical stress symptoms. So I went to talk with my HR person who sent me to the company healthcare. And they gave me the suggestion to write lists. And I started to write lists. I wrote lists. I emptied my head really like the GTD methodology says you should. And that really helps. But if you just do that step, you will realize quite quickly that it's not really helping you in the long term because it's just a band-aid. You don't take the decisions you need to take around all of this stuff. And since you're not organizing them in a good way, you may not find them when you need them. So I was looking for a tool, an application that could help me manage my list. That was what I was doing. And I found an article on Wikipedia about getting things done. So I read that article. I think it's like 3-4 pages, A4 pages. And after that, I bought the book and I went to a long vacation to Africa, actually. And I was away for 6 weeks and I was in this old bus we went around in and we slept at camp places and stuff like that. But I took time to read this book during that vacation. And that really transformed my thinking about work and how you work with work. And when I came home, I actually implemented GTD in my own life and has used it ever since. And I can definitely not see a life today without it because it's such a big help and amazing. So if you are interested in personal productivity and things like that, take a look at this methodology. I guarantee it will help you too. And that was all I had today. Listen in tomorrow. Ciao, ciao.
Martin Uncut, your daily technology dose.